Hello and welcome back to the Misfits Podcast. Rated 5 stars on iTunes by I Love You Fitz Titties.
Thanks.
He says, the best moment of my life was when I got on a bus with a guy who looked like Mason. I chucked on the podcast just for the hell of it. If that is the best moment of your life, then I honestly don't know what to say to you at all. Was it you, Mason, perhaps, on the bus? Could it have been?
I reckon it might have been.
Could it have been? Yeah, do people ever stare at you on the bus?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is that sketchy dog?
I get a lot of stares.
Yeah, why do you reckon that is?
I don't know, man. Maybe just because my head's a bit fucked.
I'm joined today, of course, by Mason Zuckles.
What's going on, guys?
Swagger Souls,
howdy.
AKA Horace.
How are you?
Toby on the telly.
Hello.
And a very special guest today. It's Wellen.
Wellen.
Hello. How are you, buddy?
Hello. What's going on, bro?
It's very good to have you. We have been hanging out with you a little bit here at LA.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we met for the first time last year at TwitchCon.
Yep.
How you going?
I'm quite well. At the infamous party at TwitchCon.
The infamous party. Yeah. Yes, you were there for that, of course.
Yes.
What's your memory of that night, at that TwitchCon party?
A little bit hazy at certain moments.
Mm-hmm.
I remember Swagger met me right at the door.
Yeah, dude.
Says, Wellen!
Wellen! Yeah.
And that's the last thing I remember. No, that was a lot of fun.
It was a great night, dude. We spent like 2 hours drinking and cracking up.
Yeah.
That fucking party was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
Before we get into any stories like that, why don't you tell us what you do and who you are, and for the people who might not know, like what your channel is, mm-hmm. for example, like how do you find yourself here, Wellen?
So I'm youtube.com/Wellen,
mm-hmm.
and I do story time videos. It's kind of how I like to picture it, primarily in a game called Rust, which you guys are all familiar with, and I'm sure many of the viewers are.
Mason's a big Rust boy.
Yeah, our boy Zucks.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of what I like to see it as, you guys know that meme where it's, you know, the last time someone was online, it's like, night, bro, see you in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Last online 5 years ago.
Right.
It's like that day, that adventure that you had.
Right.
It's like encapsulating that, turning that into something that's, you know, easily digestible by an audience. I think that's kind of fun.
Those special moments where you meet someone in an online game, mm-hmm. and you just have a good time and then
an epic adventure,
and then it's never just, see them again, maybe.
Yeah, it's like you remember that, and it's like being able to turn that into something that people can enjoy and kind of appreciate.
Everyone can appreciate together.
Yeah. So it's not story time like telling stories.
It's
like,
just like a narrative.
Showing a story.
Yeah. So
it's a narrative.
Yeah.
So through my gameplay, I like to tell these stories, things that evolve, people I meet, interesting happenings that occur. And I'm kind of excited to do that in like a vast array of mediums in the future.
Mm.
That's like kind of what I'm interested in.
As in other video games or as in other...
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah, I'd say primarily that. Like I've been playing a bit of Sea of Thieves, a bit of Escape from Tarkov.
My man, Wellen.
Yeah. Mm.
So those are the two kind of that I'm really excited about right now. And then, of course, Rust. That's kind of how I got my start. And I don't really see that going anywhere either.
It's really good long-form content.
Oh, it's perfect.
It's just like a really nice sit down on the couch or in bed and just jam out a Wellen video.
Cozy.
So nice.
Get cozy
to a Wellen video.
Last night when we were at the, we had to go charge the car.
The Tesla.
So we were sitting in the car park and we were like, it said 2 hours. I'm like, fuck. Wellen video. So we put a Wellen video on the screen and just sat there watching Wellen.
Were you ever into DayZ? Because I never really played much Rust, but I can definitely relate to what you were talking about, that experience of meeting strangers online. Like DayZ was that game for me. Like
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
I played a ton of it when it was Arma 2 mod.
Right. Mm.
Like the OG DayZ, I think it was summer, I don't know, maybe like 2012 or something. I played it all summer. But I mean, I didn't even watch YouTube videos like that then.
You weren't like a Frankie on PC fan or anything like that?
No, I didn't hear about him until years later.
Oh.
Like, and then, you know, people actually, you know, some people have drawn some parallels there.
Right.
In the narrative storytelling type
Yeah, but
thing.
You don't aimbot. Or certain
videos. Did you
allegedly.
Spicy
allegedly,
swagger.
Allegedly, but pretty much confirmed, yeah.
Did you ever see Frankie's Rust videos or...
I didn't know he did Rust videos.
Frankie did Rust bits?
Yeah, man. That was some sick vids.
Damn.
Are they still on YouTube?
I'm pretty sure they are.
I'll have to check those out.
I don't think I'm amazed that I haven't.
Was it back in Legacy?
Back in Legacy, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's okay.
Ancient videos. Yeah.
I didn't even play Rust then. That's probably why, but I feel like I'm amazed I haven't heard of that.
Oh, they were amazing, man. Oh, like back when Rust was peaking, like he was popping off.
Just put your videos completely to shame. Like,
yeah. It's been great, guys.
No, it was a very similar like style, I feel like.
One of the things that I feel like brings your videos out with the storytelling is that you have that second server that you get the like flying cams.
So
and
I
stuff.
Recreated it on my private server. Yeah.
The fact that you go through the effort to recreate what was happening on the actual server on your private server for the camera angles is so sick.
How long does it take you to do that stuff? How do you match that up?
So I watch the footage and kind of get a vague idea of what it's going to be like. Everything's recorded by that point. All the gameplay's done. Like the conclusion of the story has occurred. Otherwise, what's the point in going
through? Of course.
Because some people have this conception that it's like, I'm like, okay, well now before I raid them, I have to recreate it to figure out how it's going to work. It's,
right.
And there's no benefit to that because I try to line it up as best as I can. So I take the seed of the map, which you can find online. And so it's like an exact replica of the map itself, like prop gen, procedurally generated wise. And then I just try to eyeball it, building walls and building gatehouses and keeps and towers and stuff.
Wow.
And so, I mean, if you look very closely, you'll notice little things that are off.
I don't think anyone's playing Spot the Difference.
Well, you play the angles, too. Yeah. So you make it tricky. Like, sometimes it's like you'll build a gate, and it's like
there's nothing behind it.
So, but it's really fun doing that. So usually what I do is I make the like all the foundations and of stuff, and then I at here everyone in like my Patreon and Twitch sub Discord and say, hey guys, I need your help. So I have like 10 little busy worker bees,
right?
Then I'm like, send them a picture, and they're like, they help me put it up.
Does anyone ever troll you when you ask them to do that? Does anyone ever not comply or fuck it up for everyone?
So I've come back like a few days later because I do everything that day, you know, all the recording, all the demos and stuff. I've come back. And the thing is, I'm spawning in, you know, hundreds of thousands of resources. So I've come back and there's just like massive fortresses like 10 feet away from the set piece. And it's like,
and do you kind of have
who
to?
Did this?
You just remove that shit, right? You're
adding. Yeah. I'm like, delete.
Godzilla. Fucking
boom.
So, I mean, you must genuinely love that process of kind of crafting the story, right? I mean, how did you actually say how long you'd spend on the average video? Like,
yeah.
So I'd say in terms of like a typical Rust gameplay one will be like anywhere between 6 and 18 hours of footage.
Right.
So there's kind of a little bit of variety there. And then building those sets, I mean, if it's really big, it'll take, I don't know, 5-6 hours or something.
Right.
And then editing and stuff, I mean, that's 40-50 hours or so.
Wow.
Fuck.
What's more difficult, getting the good footage, like those like special moments on Rust, or the process of putting the video together and working out the editing and the angles and things? Like, because I know with DayZ, because I used to record and try and make DayZ videos, the hardest part was always just getting the content in the first place. Like, you know, maybe you would even have like an insanely good day on DayZ and then the footage would be corrupt or something would go wrong. The game would crash.
I've had those moments where you put in hours and hours and you have this shining beacon right at the end, and you're like, this is how it's going to be. This is how it's going to end. It's going to be magnificent. And then it just all goes to shit somehow.
Yep. No, I feel it. I've been trying to make another Rush video for like over a year. It's fucking impossible.
Yeah, it's because you just suck at the game.
It's because I was trying to always do a narrative thing like you, but I would go in and talk to people. Now everybody recognizes me whenever I open my mouth, so it's impossible.
Is that a problem for you as well, getting recognized? It must be getting pretty up there.
Yeah, I mean. And the thing is, my bad fake accents are also beginning to get recognized.
Yeah.
Because I need to branch out, find some new ones.
Well, you've been working on your Australian accent while you're here. Last night we were...
What's going on, bro?
Or was it the night before? Yeah, you were just fucking... We were pretty drunk. And Wellen was just walking through the streets of LA, just... How you going?
How you going?
Yeah. No, it's
you
coming
dog.
Along. It's coming along. You should join the Australian servers and try and blend in and see if they notice.
All the servers are toxic.
Oh, they're brutal.
Fuck.
They're brutal.
The most toxic, which is like... I had the most fun on them originally.
I miss them.
But now I can't.
I'm too far from them right now.
What, because you're here in LA?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are still here in LA, by the way, to the audio listeners. We're here on the couch set in our Airbnb. This is the second podcast we've shot here, although I'm not sure when this one will come out, but... Hopefully it's okay. We've had a couple issues with the audio last time, but going strong, boys. Should be easy. I had a really good question for you, but I've forgotten it. So Swagger Souls, take it away.
take it away.
How long have you been making content on YouTube?
So I started, I think it was 2017. I remember I made this video with, it was in Rust, and I was creeping up behind a guy, and this guy's hitting a rock note with a pick, and so I'm like creeping up because you make no sound when you're crouched in Rust.
Right.
So I'm lurking up from like 50 meters away, just do do, and I put Carmina Burana on it. Carmina Burana's like da 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 da, and then right as I hit him, it like drops. So that was my first video. I think in 2017, it was like 15, 20, 30 seconds long, and it's demonetized.
Of course.
Because back in the day, you know, floppy cocks were hanging out, you know.
True.
Yeah, only recently they added, like, a censoring option that didn't fuck you on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because
now they have underwear. Underwear
the blurring didn't work.
Yeah, the blurring still got you in trouble, and it barely worked.
Yeah, with the blurring, if you were at a certain angle, you'd just see a cock or some titties.
Or and the best part is the blurring, if the tits were too big, you'd just get
yeah,
the
you just get the nipple poking out of the blur. The one thing you don't want.
It's like, that's the most risque pod.
Did Rust always have the censorship option?
Yeah.
From the beginning?
Yeah, but it was the blur.
Was it on by default, or did you have to toggle it?
You had to toggle it.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. That's so outrageous, actually.
Cocks
think
and
about
balls.
It.
And
that's so
there's actually like a lot of survival games that have that, where you start fully naked, and the only way to change it is to go into the settings.
Conan Exiles.
Yeah, Conan,
that game,
you would
that
swim
game was
from
shit.
The water and your
well,
dick
so
would
apparently
trail.
It got better. I played it right when it came out, and I was like, this
is dog shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was early access, but they just wanted to go ka-ching. But yeah. I think
you could
I
pick your boobs and your
penis dude.
Size, though. That was
that thing. It was just such a. It was an Ark clone.
Yeah.
And Ark is garbage as well.
What? Yeah, that's why it's one of the most popular games still played at the moment.
Ark
is? Is it seriously?
It has been and has been for. Pretty
how
much
the fuck do you
out.
Play that game when the dinosaurs are like lurping around, like teleporting back and forth?
They don't.
They don't anymore?
They haven't done that since launch.
Are you serious?
Wait, so
it
was actually...
I played it like 2 years after launch. And it was the most buggy mess.
I've probably got like 500 hours in Ark, and I have like never had any issues with it.
Really?
Apart from when it very first came out, because it was you needed a beast of a PC to run it.
So do you vouch for it then still? You think it's a good game?
Oh, I wouldn't play it now, but like it's still a really good game. I'm just really bored
hey,
of it.
Hey, Wellen, want to play some Ark and wait 42?
I get a lot of requests to play Ark,
yeah, dude,
actually.
Let's wait 42
comments.
Hours to tame a Tyrannosaurus.
Well, this most people play on servers where it's like an hour.
I'll meet you in 2017 and we'll kill it.
Oh, dude, yeah. Hell yeah.
Travel back in time.
Yeah. Oh. When I was really hard into Ark, I spent 18 hours by myself taming a dinosaur and then killed it.
I think I remember you telling me that,
actually. It was like, I had it for like an hour, and then I was trying to... It was getting attacked by like a bug dinosaur, and I was attacking the bug, and I didn't realize that I was also hitting the toe of the dinosaur that I had tamed, and I killed it.
Wow. How many times do you have to stab him in the toe to kill him?
Quite a lot,
you didn't hear his cries of pain.
I think you do more damage to your own dinosaurs because it's like if you want to get rid of them.
Oh,
that's a stupid fucking feature.
That might be wrong. I don't know. Maybe it's just a really shit level dino or something.
Maybe you should just what was it? 18 hours in a row of training, or was it over a couple of streams?
No, he was hitting it.
It was 18 hours.
I was
a big Ark nerd. I loved it.
How good would it be to be able to travel back in time, like aware of when YouTube trends would hit? Like you knew when Ark was going to blow up or when DayZ was going to blow up. You travel back in time or
Fortnite.
Oh my God, dude. I'm convinced that all of the really big YouTubers have that ability and they're ahead of the game. Ninja predicted Fortnite. He'd already seen it coming from the future.
The thing about Ark,
the purple
you're
hair,
on,
the blue hair,
yeah.
The
you're on TF2, then you're on to Overwatch, then you're on to Fortnite. Yeah, dude.
Thing about a lot of the games, like there are so many games out there that still have really decent player bases, but no one watches content on them.
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
Ark
actually.
Is one of those, I think.
Well, does Ark have like a really big Chinese audience? Could that be
maybe,
part of it?
Maybe.
Because you always forget about like, I guess the Asian continent is such like a massive thing for a game. Like, there's so many gamers.
PUBG alive.
There are so many gamers over
India's
there.
India's doing it. Yeah, dude. They're all on PUBG Mobile.
Right.
So much so the government tried to ban it.
I went back and played PUBG recently. It was okay.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I had fun.
Yeah, we tried recording, but it was kind of...
It was good.
It was
good.
It was
good. The other sessions were good. The sessions without you.
Guys, this will be me. I'm leaving the show. It's been fun.
No, I just didn't go through the crowd, but it was fun. I had a good time.
What made you want to start making videos? Like, what was it in your head where you're like, oh, I want to just start creating things and throwing it online?
So I think... It was definitely centered around Rust. The fact that I basically had probably like 1,000, 1,500 hours in it, at that point. And I was like, well, this is taking up a large proportion of my life at this point. I should probably have some kind of productive outlet coming from this. And so, you know, I boot up Windows Movie Maker.
Is that what you started on?
Oh, yep.
Really? Gang, yeah. Gang, gang, gang.
I boot that bad boy up. I Google how to zoom in on Windows Movie Maker. I realize that is not a functionality.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
Zoom? Movie well, there's a zoom, but it, like, it takes it, like, zooms in very slightly, and it's pre-built.
Right.
And you can only do it, like, very little. Mm. So it's really scuffed.
Oh, my God. What do you use now, Premiere?
Or? I use Vegas Pro.
Oh, my God. He's a Vegas
Premiere.
Guy. He's a Vegas guy.
Ever, all these elitists are telling me this.
It's not elitist. It's just like, I was the same way. You don't want to switch because you're like, then I have to learn a whole nother program. It's going to put me back. You spend a week. Mm-hmm. Spend a week learning the program. You will thank yourself. Save yourself so many hours.
Yep. Mm-hmm. This is what I told Swagger Souls, and he's never thanked me for it, but he doesn't regret his decision.
Mm.
would you say that you're a pretty creative person generally? Like,
yeah. I mean, well. It's a vaguely pretentious thing to say.
Well,
what were you doing before YouTube?
So pretty directly before that, I was really into the battle rap circuit.
Mm.
So,
are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yep.
Are you actually serious?
Yeah, like I traveled around a lot doing rap battles.
Really?
Yeah.
That is insane. How did I not know that?
You haven't heard his rap?
Are you fucking with me? I can't tell
you
fucking with
me. You haven't heard Well and Rap?
No, I had no idea.
You haven't heard his shit?
Is this a bit, guys? Be
no,
honest.
It's not a bit. You haven't heard his rap that he put out?
I traveled like up and down the East Coast.
Really?
Went to London to do a rap battle. Yeah.
He's very legit.
Were they freestyles or would you write them about like the person you were going up
against? Oh, it's like rap battles. So basically the way it works is, in the early 2000s, it used to be, you know, you'd show up and you wouldn't know your opponent.
Right.
And it would all be off the top of the head. And so, you know, you'd be getting things like, you got Tom Cruise's mom's shoes.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Brad Pitt's dad's kicks type thing. Like, what are those? And
okay.
It's like, now it's totally changed. So about 90% of rap battles now are pre-written. And so you know who you're battling and you can do like insanely complex character breakdowns. People bring, you know, like there's iconic moments now where, you know, people show up in suits and there's caskets and stuff and there's
wow.
it's a whole performance art piece now as opposed to
just people sitting at a club just going, fuck you.
And, yeah.
You
know, your mom gay, bro.
Your mom gay.
Wait,
well,
so
you know, the Eminem kind of shit.
Yeah, yeah, know, yeah.
The
and hardcore. I mean, what's funny is like those are freestyle battles. But I mean, all that stuff is people would show up in that scene, and the people who were dominating in the freestyle scene,
right.
They
coming,
write and memorize.
Yeah, we're coming with pre-meds anyway.
Wait, so were these things filmed when you were
yep.
competing? So
yep.
there's like footage on the internet
yes.
of you.
I used to go by Luminous.
Really,
Luminous.
Dude, I'm
Luminous.
Loving this. This is such a. I had no idea this was a thing. That is insane. That is so interesting. Wait, so how did you find yourself getting into that?
So I had a background in poetry and creative writing.
Yeah, dude.
Hey. And so what's cool is just like quick segue that manifests itself in videos now being, you know, waxing poetic on these little video game narrative experiences.
Mm.
And so, but I was watching I'm sure it popped up on YouTube. It's all YouTube focused,
right.
Centric. So I was watching YouTube and these rap battles popped up. And I remember someone said, like you ain't the type to light the steam. This cat pops in the sky like the Lion King. And
mm-hmm.
so it's like that's like a gun line. So
yeah.
It's like you're not gonna shoot anyone, you're just gonna shoot in the air. Cat
sure.
pops and like, you know, Mufasa.
So you sort of fell in love with the
and
wordplay.
Like,
yeah.
That's
pretty
hot.
A little bit tricky.
Pretty hot.
Yeah.
I mean, and so but the thing is it evolves so much and you get the level of complexity and stuff nowadays is just wild. Like that, like that's kind of a corny line nowadays.
Right.
But it just evolves so much, and the layers and levels and intricacy of it now is wild. It's the most like lyrical.
Who's your favorite rapper?
Battle rapper or rapper?
Rapper.
Probably Royce da 5'9".
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Do you listen to much hip hop in general or?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
What about MF Doom?
Very dope.
Yeah,
very
dude.
Dope.
He puts he's cr-
yeah, yeah,
he
yeah.
crams just fucking so many rhymes. Into
yeah.
Rhyme.
Yeah.
Mm. That's
yeah,
crazy.
Big Doom fan.
So do you still do it all today, like the battle rap stuff? Or
not really. I haven't done it in a hot minute. I still attend events sometimes.
Right.
And I watch it all the time on YouTube.
Mm.
It's like it's great because it's like watching a UFC fight. You know, people train
yeah.
and you want to see the stars face each other.
Mm.
You know, the people who are
yeah.
the best in the game
bets.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put some
yeah.
bets down.
Oh yeah. They're. So,
Were you fairly well known in the scene, or?
Decently. I mean, I hadn't, like, I wasn't one of, like, the biggest names or anything, but I was on Don't Flop, which at the time was, like, a big battle rap.
I think I've heard of that, right?
Yeah, it was a big battle rap league. There's different leagues. There's, you know, Ultimate Rap League, kind of out of New York.
Have you seen any fights from these battles? Does he ever get that heated where it goes physical?
Yeah.
It's rare, but it happens. Just because, I mean, at the end of the day, you are insulting each other. Mm. But the thing is, it's like, if you're going to be doing a rap battle,
and you're that,
why do you want to fight?
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you're going to fight, go outside and fight. But it's very uncommon, and it's always a bad look on the culture, because mainstream media loves to be like, look at this rap battle turn fight. Ooh, yeah. So, I mean, it always pulls eyes, though, and battles with fights always do big numbers, just because everyone loves the drama, the gossip.
Right.
It's like, oh, they were ducking out. It's like, and they're saying, and it's funny because, you know, all these people are saying, like, I will beat you up. And then it's like, dipping out at the fight. Yeah,
so. Is there any, like, artificially generated drama, do you think, for, like, to boost the views?
Oh,
or,
yeah. They love doing that.
You know, like, just humming up the beef?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They got to sell the fight.
Say, I mean, they hate each other on social media, go out for a beer, and laugh.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, it's like, after all the battles I've had, like, there's only a couple times that I've been like, actually, no, fuck this guy.
Right,
it's like,
right.
usually it's all good fun. There's a mutual respect.
Yeah.
And you're like, hell yeah. Like, I'm here to beat you up, and you're lyrically,
right.
You know?
So, like, most of the time after a battle with someone, you would go back and be like, wow, that was a really great line. Like, nice one on that one.
Yeah. And drinking and smoking, and you're having a good time.
Oh, yeah, so
man.
Sick. That's awesome. Wow, that's crazy. I was so sure that was a bit when it was brought up.
He released a track called The Pied Piper, like, not too long ago.
Really?
Dude, it was fucking amazing.
How did I not hear about that?
Yeah, man, it's on his Insta bio.
Is that about Rust, or is that just about just the track in general?
It's just a track. It's pretty
high.
With
my buddy.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you interested in pursuing music career-wise at all, or just experimenting with it a bit?
You got a future in it, dude.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun, and... I definitely enjoy releasing songs, making songs.
Yeah.
And it's a fun outlet, you know? It's kind of a different type of creativity.
Definitely.
So
you used to do it as your outros. You would do a rap every
I still do that, yeah. Hmm. I on a lot of my video, I think my latest one was the Tarkov one where I did that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I kind of do a little rap and have some gameplay behind it right at the end as an outro and stuff. And
it slaps.
Yeah,
it
some
slaps.
People, you know, some people absolutely love them. They're like, why nobody talking about the fire rap at the end in the comments?
I can actually relate to that a lot, because how I kind of got started initially was by freestyle rapping in DayZ, which is something that I sort of look back on and cringe about.
Yeah. I got started by freestyle rapping in CSGO.
Yeah, well, that's kind of how we met, actually, was we would regularly join these CSGO surf servers, and I think we both just had a mutual hobby with kind of fucking with people in online games and just going on servers and
just going on and fucking with people and getting a reaction. Yeah. I didn't even record it for like the first year I did it.
Yeah, it was just
because CSGO surf, like any night you go on there, it used to be, at least in Australia, it was just rapping.
It's still that, dude. There's still dedicated freestyle rap servers. Like,
do you think you guys started that?
I think we helped start it.
We popularized it for sure.
We definitely popularized it, but those people have been keeping themselves alive for like years.
Yep.
That shit's still a thing. You go on there, there's dedicated rap battle servers. Mm. People just hop in and cipher.
Yeah, the kids love it. I mean, like, it's such a safe and fun way to just go and, I don't know, just have fun and entertain a bunch of strangers, or maybe you fuck up and they all go, boo,
yeah,
you suck.
It's a lot of pressure after a while.
Cut that.
Yeah. Starting out, you know, I had like 30, 40K subs, and most of my channel was like keeping around the people that stayed for the rap video that I Notorious released. So I'd be putting out rap videos from Counter-Strike servers, and I'd be chilling on servers. And people would be like, oh, dude, I have a beat, rap. And I'd be like, I really don't want to.
Yeah.
But it's just like everyone would want to hear you rap. And just the pressure of each time, it's like you kill it and you're like, thank God. And then the next day, you're like, do it again. It's like, okay. And then you do it again and it wasn't good at all. And then people are like, whoa, dude, you suck. Do you write? And then it's just like.
Then you just got your head in your hands, slamming your head on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Dude,
it's a lot of pressure after a while. That's why I just stopped doing that.
Do you guys ever think about before you started doing YouTube, like the opportunities that you had during gameplay and stuff, and the things that happened that you're like, that would have been the most incredible video.
Yeah. I deleted footage by accident from a Gary's Mod trolling video. F. And I'll never forgive myself for it. There was this one bit, dude, where I was walking around and some guy was bothering me. I was going to RDM. I was going to, random death match, which is killing him for no reason. It's against the rules. But I wanted to be like, Siri, flip a coin. If it's heads, you die. If it's tails, you live. And I flip the coin and it goes, oops, it landed on its side. And I just shot him in the face. I fucking deleted it, dude.
Oh, well, you just deleted by accident? Or yeah, I've done that before.
I wanted to cry so bad.
I had a couple clips in Rust where like I'd fucking spray down clans and shit. There was this one where like I jumped off a 15 story building with an MP5 and sprayed down like 7 guys while an admin was watching.
Was that before you were a YouTuber or after?
That was before YouTube. That was back in Rust Legacy. But yes. That's when I just got my recording program set up and stuff and.
There must be so many gems from the past before we were
YouTubers. Did you find that when you were smaller on YouTube, getting content that was funny and quality was easier?
Well, I think there's a little bit of a dynamic shift when it's not just a hobby anymore. You're like, okay, well, now this is my primary source of income. I'm doing this full time. Mm. And so it's like at that point, it's totally a hobby. You're just like, let's see what happens today.
Yeah,
just
there's no expectation.
There's a change in mindset.
Yeah,
that comes with being reliant on it. But I mean, more so, has your popularity stifled your ability to create content?
In a way, because I mean, like you mentioned, having people recognize you can really ruin things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we had to adjust how we made content in the past because, like, there was a period of time when most of our content was going into Counter-Strike games and just chatting to the random people that were in our teams. But can't really do that too much anymore.
I think also just the expectation that comes along with popularity and, you know, you have an audience that expects things and you run into people in game and they expect you to be how you are in the videos, which is obviously like a hyper-cut version of yourself. Like, it's not really... Like, I feel like a lot of fans, when they meet us in game, they're like, oh, you guys are really chill and like, not funny at all. Because it just takes so long to get the gems. Yeah,
well, streaming is more of a accurate, you know, description of how you are, how you play.
Yeah, it's real.
You know, you have 6 hour stream, but maybe an hour, 2 hours was really gold.
Yeah.
You know, but that's how it goes. It's live content versus, you know, like getting 18 hours of footage and cutting it down into 30 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, you're only going to get the best out of those 18 hours.
I really want to go back to this rap battle stuff because I'm just so fascinated.
Go back to it.
So were you competing for like prize money or were you making a living off of this? Like what?
No. So I was doing it for fun. Okay. I loved it. I mean, I'm constantly thinking of dumb little like flips of words and language and stuff because it's really fun. Like
just keeping yourself sharp.
Still to this day love to freestyle rap. I just try to avoid doing it publicly because I'm aware that I'm just so corny that I just can't pull it off.
You gotta embrace it.
I think I'm good at it, but I'm just like, I'm always like, I'm corny. Like, what? Yeah. Who would want to listen?
There were a couple times where I'd have Fitz and Mason over mine, and we'd smoke and hang out, have a couple of bevs, and then they'd put on some freestyle rap, rap beats.
We're so white.
That's really fun. I would do that all the time with my friends.
No, dude, like it's good to keep it's
chilling.
It's good to keep your skills sharp. And it's fun as well. Like someone comes out with a busted rhyme, you're just like,
yeah.
You smoke, and then you go, yeah, my turn. And then you completely fuck it up.
Yeah.
And then you're like, cool, I'm not doing this anymore.
Jumping back and forth, too.
Yes.
Like, if you've got 3-4 people and you're all vibing, the thing is, you might go 4-6 bars. Then the moment you start messing up, someone's like, I got And it goes because it's like, if you're just kind of the only one doing it, it's like, you're like, you'll just run, you'll hit a wall.
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, okay, that.
You can't freestyle rap
and
forever.
I keep going and keep flowing.
Yeah. So do you prefer like the spontaneousness of freestyling or do you prefer like being more methodical and writing down like really witty, clever bars and performing them? Like,
what? I'd say it's when you're freestyling, it's like sharpening your sword.
Yeah.
Because I've definitely freestyled things where I'm like, ooh, that was slick.
Yeah.
It's just like you couldn't have come up with that if you were trying to write something down.
Yeah.
It's just like a multisyllabic rhyme that you're just like, that was great.
Well, surely when you're writing, you're almost just freestyling and then writing down what sounds good, right?
And then deleting what your mind fucked up.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're definitely more discerning, though, in what you write or, you know, when you're thinking. It's like those multis are much cleaner. But, like, when you're freestyling, They might be a little more slant rhyme, something a little sketchier.
Right.
So Emily Dickinson half rhymes.
Exactly.
Up in that shit.
But I'd say writing down something intricate and then watching it actually like hit people, I'd say that's the payoff of that is much greater.
Right.
A lot of people write writtens by freestyling and recording themselves and then listening to it back and then editing it. I like the way of doing that.
That's how Lil Wayne does it.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of mumble rappers, I think, just get fucked up and then hop in the booth and just bounce around and just like say shit, you know?
Yeah.
Which is obviously a very different kind of genre from perhaps the more lyrical stuff that I imagine you're into. But
what do you think of mumble rap?
It's not really my cup of tea, just because I value what people say so much. And I mean, I love battle rap, and it's like, it's battles are a cappella now, you know? Some people are all performance, you know, they got simple bars, but they sell it.
Yeah.
And some people have believability, you know, they might also be simpler. There's different attributes that can make you a stronger battler. Like it's not, I was kind of always just like a little more cerebral, just coming up with like better stuff. My performance was one of my areas that I always was always working on.
Right.
But some people, it's just like that comes naturally and then they need to get that pen a little bit stronger. But
how were they judged? The competitions.
So they're not judged anymore.
Really?
Due to a history of terrible judging decisions.
Wow.
Because it's very subjective. You know, some people really value that authenticity. You know, like if you're like, they say they're going to shoot you and you're like, I believe that.
He has a gun in his pocket right now.
Yeah. It's like some people really value that. Some people just want to hear awesome wordplay.
Yeah.
Some people want to see great performances and exciting, someone being really animated in how they say things. And so you get 10 different people, they're all going to call a battle differently.
Of course. So how is it decided? Through like audience?
So it's usually three rounds. And so if someone wins three rounds, 3-0 or 2-1, and they're usually debatable at that point. But the fans decide.
Good.
Sometimes in the room, people win in the room and then lose on camera. Because like if you're a very intricate person with really complex, you know, all these different metaphors and similes that are flying over people's heads in the room, because energy is going to hit in the room.
Yeah.
But then you watch it back on cam and you're like, wow, this person was on another level lyrically, or it just comes out better on camera. And you're like, this person won on camera but lost in the building.
Right. Because I guess like the room might connect more with someone who's like, because
depends
maybe
who
not
they
as,
relate to.
Maybe
or
not as
for a hometown hero, you know.
Yeah.
Favorite crowds are often biased. That's why it's tricky too.
Yeah.
Because I mean, if you're in New York, someone from New York is battling someone from LA.
Mm. Oh yeah, dude. You're...
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you have any embarrassing stories where you've just completely fucked up and shattered on stage, or
shattered on stage,
or like given a money style?
There is a battle rapper who tried to poop on stage.
He tried.
Tried to.
He like spread cheeks, but nothing came out.
That's disappointing.
He was trying
to
commit.
Opening the cargo bay door, not dropping the nuke.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah.
That is the most American thing you've said.
Yeah. Assumed the stance.
Explain that. So what? Did he pull down his pants, spread his cheeks?
Yeah.
Or was it like related to a bar about?
No.
Just...
But he's known for his antics. He's a guy from LA, actually.
Daylight.
Known for antics and doing stuff like that.
Spreading his asshole on stage.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I got a couple questions for you.
Go for it.
I didn't write many because I didn't want to like take up much of the time.
All people want to hear of is more Mason, all right? So you go for it.
What's your process on making a Rust video? Do you play through the whole wipe cycle first few days or last?
So in terms of when I usually play, it's going to be very different types of content. Because usually if I'm right at the wipe in Rust is the most bloodthirsty part. People don't really get that all the time.
That's what's so fun.
Yeah,
I love the wipe.
And it's an arms race.
That's what's so beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. And so every single mistake costs you it's all opportunity cost. So it's like, okay, I could be doing this, but that means I can't be doing this at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
That's why usually if I'm playing right at the wipe, I'll play in a bigger group.
Yeah.
You know, playing solo right when it wipes is just absolutely brutal.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the most brutal gaming experience you could find anywhere.
Right. I mean, you
especially kinda... if you're not very good at Rust.
Exactly.
Like I've tried doing Rust wipes on stream by myself, and it's always torture.
Yeah, I think that's kind of been my experience as well. I've played Rust in groups before, but I've never been able to get into it solo, so I've just never stuck with it.
It's because you're just shit, mate.
I am shit, bro. You need to train me up, mate.
Genuinely why, yeah.
Get fucking good and fucking make some plays. You
get me good, bro. Train me up.
Yeah, I would train you up.
Surely this is the squad right here.
Maybe this may just be the squad.
The Chad squad.
Easy squad.
Yeah. Toby can be farm bot.
This can be farm bot number two.
Farm bot number two.
I don't trust this guy, man. He accidentally killed this fucking dinosaur. What's he going to do?
Swag from roof camp.
I don't like roof camping. Too easy.
Too bad. Yeah. You're going to practice, mate.
Is that the practice? Is that how I get my aim up? I shoot naked?
Yeah, there you go. Target practice.
Dude, easy dub.
Moving targets. They'll even try to avoid it.
I want to do a video with you, Mason, where you just are a drill sergeant with us and boss us around and command us and tell us what to do.
I'd get so frustrated because you cunts would be so slow.
Yeah, but that'd be so hilarious.
That'd be funny, though. That'd be funny.
Nah, yeah, but here's my other question.
Go for it.
How often do you stream for your content rather than just play the game?
So when I'm streaming, it's just the most stream snipeable game in the world.
Yeah.
It's so, cancer.
Yeah. And of course, everyone thinks they're always so clever when they're stream sniping you. And some people just really want to help. And they don't quite get that it's not about, here's the AK. Here.
Yeah, it's about finding it, obviously.
Yeah.
It's about earning it.
Yeah. Because it's no one wants to see you get the AK from... streamer loot.
It's like cheating.
Yeah, exactly. It's no fun. It's, you know, you might, if you take it, you'll just be like, well, I didn't earn this. This wasn't organic.
Yeah, it'd be special for the fan that gave it to you, but not to anyone
else.
Yeah,
it's some weird meta game at that point. Yeah.
That's why you just take the AK, you spray him down, and then you drop the AK on his body, and then you go, okay, everybody, the coordinates to this are, and then you say it in the chat, and then you leave.
Yeah. Swagger is a sadist, by the way.
Yeah.
Because then people aren't going to do it.
Scav in, boys.
Yeah. Then they're going to shoot at you with the AK, and then you can kill the stream sniper. And then that's deserved loot.
Mm.
Well, streaming Russ is stressful as fuck.
I only did it once.
Yeah.
Never again.
Well, the thing is, even if nobody's actually stream sniping you at that exact moment.
All you need is some guy to start mic spamming the N-word.
Yes.
Fuck.
That's also a common occurrence. But it's like the knowledge that people always know your moves. And it's knowledge is so crucial in that situation.
Mm. Pretty sure how they do it at the moment is there's a delay from when you... Because if you stream with OBS, you can set a hotkey where you press it and it'll change to an image instead of the map. To show.
I do that, yeah.
There's a little delay, like a fade before the map comes up that you can, like, see the map.
Just a smidge.
Yeah, like...
You can do a cut, but, like, because...
Well, if it cuts, it, like, cuts there's a split-second frame to where you can see the map. And I think what people do is they record it on your stream and then watch it back to see where your location is.
Dedicated.
Yeah.
Dedicated.
Dedication.
Imagine having that much time.
I'm going to get him, boys. This is my chance.
Having that much time.
So fucked.
Do you have a favorite moment in Rust or a favorite, either in one of your videos or maybe something you didn't capture that was just really special or something you remember?
So,
favorite story?
This is one of my probably lower performing videos.
Yeah.
But there was this little kid, must have been 8 years old. And so he literally let me into his base, like the sweetest kid. I was like, hey, hello, I'm outside. I'm about to die. Can you just let me in? He's just like, okay. Yeah. And so then we were all running around. There's eventually this like whole hodgepodge group of people. There was some guy who picked us up in a helicopter. There was some guy who had a guitar macro. So he's playing all these different songs on guitar, Harry Potter.
Yeah, that shit's sick when people do that. Yeah.
Now it's like legit. Now you can actually like, I have a MIDI keyboard. I can hook up to the instruments. Mm.
And so then we take him on this raid. This is all happening organically. And I get trapped inside this bit in like an enemy base.
Right.
And so then I'm breaking out slowly. I have to kind of break out the back of the wall. He's like, guys, I have to go. I'll be back tomorrow. And so there's at this point, there's like six or seven of us. And this is like the cutest, most wholesome kid. So we're like, okay. So I'd managed to get a bunch of loot when I was inside this base. And after he's left, we break out. And I'm like, can we give all this loot to the kid? And we're like, yeah. So when we get back to the base, his base has been raided. So he's got nothing left in the meantime. And so we get inside this base, put all this loot. So now his base is loaded with all this stuff. And we're like, we give him the bag and stuff, and we're like, spawn here. This is the code. Close the door, and then that's it.
Oh my god!
Later on, this never made it into the video. I send him a message. I'm like, because I got his Discord. I'm like, hey, your base is full of stuff. And he's like, it's okay. You can keep it.
What?
I'm just, and because he found out it was me at the end. And he's like, I'm just happy I got to play with my favorite YouTuber.
Oh,
and it was like, what? Oh, no.
So wholesome.
That game is going to ruin that kid. He's going to come out jaded.
Yeah. That's what I love about your content. It's kind of like the anti-Rust player. Because like, there's so many of your videos. There's so many of your videos where you'll come across someone that's new to the game or something like that. You'll play with them for a bit. You'll act like you're new to the game and then just like give them a whole bunch of shit. And it's just like, there's no other Rust content like that. Mm. You know, the like wholesome stuff.
Do you ever play the bad guy? Do you ever?
I have, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? What do you prefer?
Well, I think it's fun to do like a bit of cheeky trolling.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, this wasn't a Rust, but I remember this was, I don't know why. This was my first Sea of Thieves video. I made this guy so mad. I made him so mad. Like, he was like cursing me out and yelling at me, and he was like, some people just really love to get on video games and be a jackass.
Was that jackass?
Was that because you like went on his boat and you were fucking with him?
No, I was. He was on my crew, so he couldn't really do anything about it. But he was like, he was kind of chippy in all his responses, and I was new, so I didn't really know what I was doing. Mm. So eventually, I just started doing the opposite of everything he asked me to do.
Oh, okay, as you do. Respect.
So he's just like, he's getting so angry at me, and then I really enjoyed that, and I think it's not fun to be like toxic and bully someone when it's like, you know, they're down or something. Yeah, but someone who's just like a bit angry for no reason. Maybe they're having a bad day, so maybe it is kind of a douche move. But but you know, if you see that angry,
I think some people like
it. Well, you know, you do it in subtlety.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, dude, there's nothing better than trolling and then just pretending like you're not trolling. Like, just like throwing a grenade and be like, oh, fuck, guys, I goofed up. I really goofed it up. And just fucking killing your teammates. Or, you know, you're all in a car and you fucking drive off a cliff. Like, oh, fuck, I goofed that up so bad, guys. Yeah. I'm so sorry. And then you just get them to play another game with you and you keep fucking with them.
Yeah. Oh. I love that. Cheeky trolling. Mm. I love that.
Dude.
Because it's fun and it's like a little bit mischievous.
Dude.
Know?
Yeah. Nothing is better than trolling with plausible deniability. Nothing is fucking better than that.
Oh yeah,
shit.
Well, one of Swagger's favorite things is going on Gmod servers and like actively fucking with people really badly, and
I
then
can't
like,
do it anymore.
And then trying to convince the admins that like it's not his fault.
Dude, admin sits in Gary's mod. It's literally like, for anyone that doesn't know, Gary's mod has a game mode called Dark RP, and basically the aim is that you're role playing and that you have to play by these rules, like you can't kill on site, you can't kill people for no reason, you have to have a role play reason. They have like a whole rule book that they have to look through. Back in high school, I would I would read and memorize rule books to certain servers and find all the loopholes.
There's a team of lawyers looking into it.
There's this one loophole where it's like, if you put a macro, I had it bound to a key because I did it that much. It was slash advert, so you'd advertise to the entire server in the text chat, warning, stop following me, you have 10 seconds. And so I would just spawn in, get a gun, hit that bind, wait 10 seconds, run around the map, find a random person and shoot them in the head. And then they'd call an admin. The admin would take us both out of the playable area and talk to us, be like, okay, there's a rule dispute. Who do I have to kick or jail, which is like 5 minutes of just being in a cage. That kind of shit, like a timeout. And I would always convince the admins. They'd be like, no, this asshole was following me, and I waited 10 seconds, like it said in the rules, and then I killed him. And then they'd look through the logs, and that's all they would see, and then I'd get away with it. And if I wanted to take it a step further, I'd do it again, and then I'd be like, look, this is the second time that the guy's lying. Can you jail him? And the admin would be like, yeah. The guy would get jailed.
Oh, we got to get you on GTRP.
Mm. Oh, dude.
GTRP.
GTRP would be fun.
I want to do it.
I've heard of it. I played a lot of GTA, just like vanilla GTA, but that's something that I've been interested in.
You would crush it. You would crush it.
Yeah, dude.
It's
The only thing about GTRP is that there is a lot of like downtime, I guess, or like a lot of moments that just aren't content at all. Like if you need to grind for money or something like that, or like, you know, there's something that you really want to do, but you can't do it until you've done a big grind.
Yeah.
those are a bit shit. But,
especially on stream as well. Like, it must be really hard to maintain a character for like a long period of time, especially through those grindy.
It's a lot easier with friends. If you have other people that are also RPing and you're in a Discord call with them, then it's a lot easier. But
I would be very keen to jump into that this year.
Yeah.
I
mean,
I've always been eyeing that.
We'll get you in, man. Let's do it. You good, Mace? Any more questions or just burps from you today,
man? No, just burps.
Just burps.
Let's have another.
Swagger Souls.
Cameron.
How you going?
I'm going good.
I'm going pretty
Is there
well
anything
myself,
you want
to
talk about?
Any questions for us, Will?
I just want to talk about battle rapping, honestly. It's constantly on my mind.
Surely you got a question for Big Zuck.
Yeah, but did you know about Zuckle's content at all, like back in the Rust days? Did you watch him?
I still remember the Dropkick Murphys intro.
Yeah.
Right. So you actually like actively watched him like a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is before. See, because I never really thought I would do YouTube or anything. I was going to be an accountant.
Really?
From battle rap to accountant to battle rap to Ruscon.
The people that I worked with got such a kick out of the fact. I like hid it from them for a while because I was like, I don't want this prestigious auditing firm to know that I'm what I'm engaging in my downtime.
That is so funny. You should have like added it to your battle rap character and should have like a suit and like spectacles.
People do stuff like that.
People make the whole character.
Yeah. Start just like doing their taxes for them and shit. Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there that they're in job positions where they feel that they can't go and do something that they love because they're worried that the people that they work for would find out.
Mm-hmm.
Such a shitty situation.
It was fine, but like in battle rap, it's kind of funny because, you know, with YouTube now, I don't curse in videos really. And
Maggot.
Well, looks like this podcast isn't getting monetized either, well.
And so like, but what's funny is in battle rap, I was like delightfully vulgar. Like, I loved it.
Mm.
But it's fun, but I think it's also a challenge to kind of moderate your speech.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's
cursing is the crutch to a crippled vocabulary. And my vocab is fucking crippled.
Swagger used to say fuck no, like legit every other word.
I like that alliteration though. Yeah. Cursing is the crutch to a crippled vocabulary.
There's a Twitter account called Misfit Swagger.
Shout out.
Swagger is always.
I owe so much money. I owe so much. Stop it. Stop it.
Stop fucking counting.
I don't
please.
Owe you any money.
Stupid so cunt. Funny.
Yeah, cunt. cunt.
The count is. Hey,
let's just all curse really
that'd be
quick.
So dumb. All right, man.
Favorite curse word. 3, 2, 1.
Motherfucker.
Cunt.
Wait. So did anyone from your accounting firm ever find out?
Yeah.
Oh, they did.
Yeah,
okay.
Because I told them, I think I was going to a festival in London.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm.
And I had a rap battle there.
Right.
And so.
Did they ever watch any of your stuff and comment on it?
Yeah, they towards the end of when I worked there, that everyone knew. And they were all like, yo, that's sick.
That's
yo,
awesome.
Luminous.
Hey, they got such a kick out of it, yeah.
That's great.
It was a lot of fun.
Was anyone like weird about it or?
No.
No cool. Squares in your accounting firm, huh?
All cool kids, you know.
Good shit.
What was it like quitting the job? Like walking away from it to pursue
YouTube? What point in YouTube did you do that?
So I was, this was end of the summer, July or August 2018.
Mm.
And so I was working all the time and stuff. And I was like, you know, I really want to, I can't remember. I think I had maybe like 50K, 60K subs or something then.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of seeing that this was, you know, I had a bit of an audience and stuff. Mm. I was like, okay, this could go somewhere.
It's a very exciting time for YouTuber, right? Yeah. When you just start hitting like the tens of thousands.
Yeah.
And if you can get like 50,000 subs, you know that there's way more people
there's
out
a
there
ceiling.
That would be
interested.
It means you're doing something right. Yeah.
50K subs, I think you have your hand securely on the rung of the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then it's way easier to climb from there.
Yeah.
You have the momentum.
Yeah. And so I was like, I'm going to get a new job in about 3 months, mm-hmm. but I'm going to take the time off, look at YouTube. But I'm going to get a new job, you know.
Sure.
I'm not going to do YouTube full time.
Let's just see what happens here. Like,
yeah.
Of course.
And so at the end of the 3 months, I was like, I'm not getting a new job.
How much did you grow in those 3 months? Like, what?
I think I probably hit like 100, 150K or something then.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I was like, okay.
You just kept going up from there. What are you at now?
Well, I think 1.72 or something.
Congrats.
Really? Nice.
That's insane.
Hard to clap with the mics, but congratulations.
Just like smack the mic. Dum, 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 peak.
Dave Chappelle just. yeah, I can still remember when when my very first video blew up, it kind of got me to like 20k subs, which is massive because I think I started at below 10. Like this video,
you had about 10k subs when I met you.
Yeah, the video was me shoutcasting, like esports shoutcasting, this kid on a surf server just failing miserably at the mini game, and he was getting really, really angry,
very angry.
And I was just, you know, oh, he's failing again. You know, doing an esports thing the entire time, and for some reason, Reddit loved it, and then YouTube blew up.
Yeah, that guy's the whole reason you have a career.
funny story about that. He likes to think so. He contacted me about a year later, just being like, "Hey man, like you never thanked me for blowing you up, bro. Like you never thanked me for like you owe me, man. Like your entire channel is because of me." I'm like, "Dude, I was the one being funny. You were just mad. Like you were just mad on a surf server. I was shoutcasting you. Like that was the
yeah."
Anyway, I do have love for that kid, obviously.
Do you use Reddit much with your videos, or have you ever?
Right when I started, I posted my videos.
Yeah, how good's Reddit? Yeah. Reddit's good to start.
I've never used Reddit to actually promo my own stuff. Oh. I was in the mindset really early on. I was like, if my content is good, people will share it themselves, and then people will just naturally share it, and then I'll get the views naturally from it. I never wanted to push like a whole like, here, new upload, and just plaster it on Reddit. I never wanted to do like a, hey guys, like and comment or anything like that. I figured like if the content was good, then it would do well on its own.
I always saw Fitz's stuff doing really well on Reddit, and I was like, oh, I should post my stuff on Reddit, but I didn't use Reddit, so I never had enough Reddit karma to do anything. And I was like, I don't want to be that guy that only uses Reddit to promo shit.
Yeah.
Reddit's brutal as well. Reddit can crush your self-esteem.
I dislike Reddit. I don't like to use it. It's a toxic site. I hate the upvote system. Mm. I like 4chan because you literally just fucking... Well, I like the... I don't like 4chan.
He likes 4chan because he's racist. Okay, that's the truth.
And I also like it because it's just anybody posts... It's anonymous. No one gives a fuck.
Yeah.
And then it's post per like chronology. So whoever posts, that's the sequence.
It's 4chan's great because it's still in the Wild West.
Well, that's what I like about it.
Which is what the internet kind of used to be.
It's just real, like, just people without a fucking username or an identity saying what they actually mean. Or saying what they don't actually mean because they're participating in the irony, you know, which is equally as dangerous some of the time.
Yeah, obviously, you're a bit of a boomer. Well, okay.
How old are you?
26.
True.
So,
I'm old.
Getting into the internet for you, when did that start? Like, were you ever heavily into sites like 4chan, or did you, like, how did you get into online communities and things like that?
So, I remember, like, I think it was maybe elementary school or something. Mm-hmm. There was, like, E-Bombs World and stuff. It's like, that's a dark corner of the internet.
What is that? I've never heard of that.
It's like, funny pictures. Funny videos and stuff. I don't even know if these things still exist, and they've probably been, like, I can't even imagine the dark recesses of those sites.
It's like Icon has cheeseburger. Bro.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Memes have really evolved.
Remember and I remember, I remember when people had MySpaces. You know,
yeah. Dude, Neon Cat was top meme. Mm-hmm. Minecraft has just released.
Mm. I never played Minecraft. My friend played it when it came out, and he was like, "This is lit. It's gonna be big." I was like, "Cool."
You've never played Minecraft?
Like a little bit. I've played like recently, within the past 6-8 months.
Do you know how to make a door?
I'd have to look. I'd have to watch a guide.
You have to look up how to make a door in Minecraft.
Imagine
the silly cunt.
Fucking noob.
What about a pickaxe? You can make a pickaxe.
I know how to do that. Okay. I could place that in manually. I don't even need to look it up in the crafting table.
Dude. Cooper, aka C Scoop, is off screen, shaking his head at you right now in shame. He's disappointed. He goes, "A door, really? Well, a door?
Disgusting."
Dude, Minecraft's great. I know all those fucking crafting recipes by heart.
Was Rust the first game that you sort of fell in love with, or was there a game that was really big for you back in the day?
I played a lot of Lord of the Rings Online.
Really?
Oh, interesting.
Oh, my God.
That's an
People
MMO?
Played WoW. Yeah, it's an MMO, kind of classic MMO, you know, with skills and traits and everything. Mm-hmm. And they had this open world PvP area, PvMP, because you weren't playing against other players. You were playing against monster players that were specifically in that region.
Right.
So it was like a map, but it was all asymmetric, which I loved. So you'd have... you know, like a group of 6 people that you're all running with out in this world. And then there's PvE mobs as well. And so then you might run into a different makeup enemy group of 8. And so suddenly you just have this impromptu fight of 6 versus 8.
Right.
Or it might be like 2 to 3 of you and you get zerged by 30 guys. So I always loved the elements of like integrated PvE and PvP elements because it just creates these interesting dynamics.
Mm. Tarkov.
Yeah, exactly.
The scabs and
so
and PMCs.
That's why when once I came, it was like Rust was the game I wanted to be playing, you know, when I was playing that because, you know, it was awkward. You were this little third-person character and you'd be clicking on skills. There wouldn't be first-person shooter elements to it, which obviously make it much more enthralling and stuff.
Do you remember when Rust was third-person?
No.
Rust was third-person?
Yeah, yeah, it was third-person.
When it was in the browser?
No. When New Rust came out,
uh-huh.
Like after Legacy, it was third-person for a bit.
Really? Yeah, was it toggleable or was it just
toggleable?
Stuck?
Yeah, it was for like what, 2 months?
Yeah,
that was when like there was no element to Rust as it stood. It was just ported to Unity.
There was no content really, right?
Like nothing. Like they had the metal chest plate, and if you shot the metal chest plate, it would not do any damage. It would stop it. Literally just stop the bullet.
Mm. Wow.
We have all kind of been complaining recently about like the gaming industry in general and how things feel kind of dead and uninteresting. Like, there's not many games that we are really super into playing right now. Have you experienced that recently, or is Rust just like still?
He found Tarkov.
I found Tarkov. I'm playing a lot of Tarkov.
I have too.
I've done a couple of videos of Tarkov. Working on a new one as well.
How do they perform compared to Rust?
Probably about 80-85%.
That's good.
So
that's really good. Yeah. That's
and
really
good. The good thing about Tarkov is that it's. Your Rust videos are, you know, start to finish a story.
Mm-hmm.
And Tarkov, you can just take a raid and it can be start to finish a story.
Yeah.
You know?
I was very pleasantly surprised about how well your style translated from Rust to Tarkov. Because I honestly, like, looking at Tarkov, I was like, how can he do, like, something like that? Because there's no VOIP, there's no fucking, you know, being able to talk to people in Tarkov yet. So... like I was like, that's gonna be weird. And I watched. Thank God I watched your video because you made it a very compelling story. You keep doing it. Like you, Aqua FPS, General Sam, like that whole Tarkov like scene that's blowing up. That's really carrying it. I watch every video like religiously now.
Yeah, you played with Anton?
No, not yet.
Love Anton. He's one of my favorite Twitch streamers actually.
Mm-hmm.
Big Tarkov guy.
You'll have to forgive me because I haven't seen your Tarkov videos, but like, how do you do them? Do you kind of role play a bit and like get into the intensity of the game?
Reshala.
So at least my first one, each map is a boss.
Yep.
So basically I'd heard and seen about this NPC boss, and these things are scary. Like they're very scary in terms of like it's scarier than players a lot of the time because they're not scared of you.
Are they basically like just hackers?
The AI is great, dude. They'll run around and just fucking pop.
They'll flank you too. Like they're tricky.
They headshot you and shit.
I think voice in that game would be cool. Just screaming at cunts down the
hallway. Dude, it would.
It's coming.
It would completely change like the meta because imagine like we're playing and like you like some guy is just fucking running around shooting at you. You just start screaming down a hallway, get his attention, and then you know like.
It'd be great if you could like make alliances with people in the game via voice. Like maybe you're in some kind of standoff where everyone wants to peek, and then you talk it out and you go to the extraction zone together.
So many points where I really wish that I had VOIP and just be the ability to talk to somebody.
Yeah,
I kind of fuck with. I mean, I know voice is gonna be way better, but the game has a bunch of preset comps.
No, fuck that.
No, it makes it so much
Command
more satisfying.
Command just left us here.
Because if you go there and you're like, hold your fire, friendly. Then someone actually is friendly with you for the whole raid. It's so satisfying.
I couldn't figure out how to work the wheel, so I would press F3, I think it is, to
F1,
do the random
F1.
I was trying to extract in factory, so you know, like all the way at the end with the fucking gate and shit, you have to go through the two doors. And there was a guy chilling there. There was 3 minutes left on the extract. I killed 4 people, had a ton of loot. All I wanted to do was extract. He was in there, just all the way in the back, and he wasn't extracting. He was waiting for me. He thought I was going to open the door and kill him. And I was like, oh, shit, how do I say like I'm friendly? So I click F1, and my guy goes, I'll fucking kill you. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'll do it again. It goes, you motherfucker, I'll fucking kill you. And I'm like, God damn it, I'm doing it again and again. And all I'm saying are super aggressive lines.
Yeah.
And then the guy fucking killed me.
So those lines react based on what you've been doing. So if you've been shooting a lot, they'll always be angry.
That sucks. Because he opened the door, and I thought he was going to shoot me, and he opened the door, and I got frightened, and I shot the wall, and I guess he took that as I was trying to kill him, which sucked. Because it was complete miscommunication. I had no way to say, please extract, and just let me get my loot.
After hearing the stories you've told on this podcast, Wagger, I wouldn't trust you at all, even if you were telling me you were friendly.
Dude, I would have let him go.
I wouldn't trust a single person in Dark
Ops. I would have let him go.
Not a one.
I KOS you, mate. Sorry.
Instinct kill on
my stream hates it when I trust people. They're like, you're such a fucking idiot, he's gonna kill you, and half the time they do.
But when they don't, it's magical.
It's still fun. It's fun for the story, and I'm like, I don't care if I lose this loot. If I'm gonna get a fun little, you know, if I come across a hatchling and I get to actually fully kit them out, it's so much fun.
Yeah, it's building your own character.
Yeah.
I'm like a little rat exterminator. I brutally murder those hatchlings.
So where do you go from here, Ellen? What's the plan for you? Like, what are you thinking? What's next?
I don't know. I think it's exciting to be able to apply the kind of the style of video that I've had to, you know, a lot of different games and stuff in the future. That's what I'm excited about doing. Tarkov's the one I'm really excited about right now. I've got a few more things planned for that. After that, I mean, I'd be excited to see a new survival game coming out.
Fuck yeah.
It's bound to happen.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Because it's, I mean, if you look at it, we're playing the same games we were in 2018, 2017.
Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting to see what genre, like, of survival it is.
I'm still chasing that DTI.
Like, it could be underwater. It could be fucking who knows, you know?
Yeah.
Space.
It's,
fucking.
It's just too good of a genre to ignore. It's just, I think, such a hard genre to execute properly.
Yeah.
I just hope that some developer just does it right.
What do you mean? Like Fallout 76, they nailed
that's
that
true.
One.
Oh,
Fallout
76
nailed that
perfect.
One.
Beautiful game. Beautiful game.
Oh, man. I pre-ordered that, like the deluxe edition. Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. Are we going to get some content, boys?
Yeah, dude. Let's have some dark rum. Nuka-Cola dark rum.
I think I played like 8 hours in that
put
game.
Put it in our canvas bag.
First day,
or like maybe like yeah, just
constant
like
constant voice.
I was, yeah, I streamed it. I streamed like my first interactions in
so
it,
bad.
And
thanks
someone's
for the
like,
Twitch Prime sub.
Yeah.
Oh, like, streamer. Because in for people that don't know, when Fallout 76 came out, for like the first couple of weeks, voice chat was always activated, and there was no way to turn it off besides disabling it altogether.
All you hear is just lip smacking and people eating Doritos.
Like bad microphones and like parents arguing in the other room.
Yeah, they for some reason thought push-to-talk was a bad idea. I think they wanted to make the game more immersive, and they wanted to make it that just like anything that was being said, it's like, oh, that'll be so cool. Yeah. But they didn't think about the fact that, you know, people have lives.
How can they not think
privacy?
About that?
Ma,
Mom, where's my fucking hot pocket?
I mean, and on that note, we've reached an hour. We could probably wrap up the show if you'd like. I mean, do you want to tell the people about your channels again and about, you know, where they can find you and consume some great wholesome content?
Some people might forget the Y.
Yeah, WELYN. Mm. It's going to autocorrect to Wellwin. But don't
fuck Wellwin. We don't like Wellwin, guys.
Wellin, WELYN, and I'm currently at I'm Wellin on Twitter and I am Wellin on Instagram. Mm. And I'm excited to share some stories with everyone.
Amazing, man.
Thank
you for
at this camera. I should have this camera
look at all.
Yeah,
right.
Look, I
this was honestly like I really enjoyed this episode. I was so interesting talking to you. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, good.
Thanks for
having
me.
And thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 Podcasts.
Ladies.
Bye.